Being resilient in any market is important, but especially now. We're going to talk about why today on Brokerpreneur Podcast.
Running a brokerage is hard work. So whether you're focused on building your own sales pipeline, hiring the best agents, leveling up your team's production, or protecting culture you've built, you're in the right place. Real estate brings the challenges, and we share the solution. Welcome to the show dedicated to broker entrepreneurs. Welcome to the Brokerpreneur Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Brokerpreneur Podcast. I am Dr. Ben Spears, Dr. of Flow. I'm here as usual with the big guy, Matt Vine. What's up, Matt?
Just living the dream, ready to do some podcasting.
You feeling resilient?
today was a little bit of a rough day. We had a surgery on Griffin McSniffin yesterday.
No.
Yeah, and he wasn't doing well with the medicine and all that kind of stuff. So long night, all that kind of stuff. But he seems to be doing well now.
Yeah, gotcha. So. No, I didn't know that. I'm sorry about that.
Yep.
Griff. If you're watching Griff, man, I'm thinking about you.
You know he is. He's a dedicated fan.
you know it. So Matt, there's like nothing going on in real estate right now.
You know what he does? He likes and subscribes. That's what he does.
Yeah. He likes and subscribes.
That's right.
I like it. There's nothing going on in the real estate world right now.
No, not at all. There's nothing, not billions of things going on in the real estate right now. Exactly. Yeah, actually there is, and that's what we're going to dig into today is, you know, real estate's always changing. We talk about that all the time and everything. Now there's some shakeup, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, regardless of whether there's a lot of things that adapt, which there will be, or whether you believe there's not going to be a lot of changes, today's podcast is going to help you out.
So. I like that. That's a great way of putting it. Well, guys, before we get started, make sure you go down to the links in description below and register for Brokerpreneur Not So Secret Society. This is a free mastermind that Matt and I do every single Friday. We don't sell anything. Just come hang out with other brokers and owners from across the country. We talk about recruiting, retention, agent productivity, you name it. If it's about scaling a brokerage, we talk about it on Fridays. But to get that invite on Friday morning, get that Zoom link, you got to register below. All right, Matt. So, I don't even know where to start with it. Just tell me, and then I'll be, as you talk, as always, I'll be thinking about the listeners, and I'll be like, I wonder what questions they would have.
Right. So of course the shits and burn the sit. What's it called?
Yeah, shits and bury it. I think was one of the things we
lawsuit heard. Or something like that. What's the name of it? Sits or Burnett.
Sits or Burnett.
Right. Something like that. That lawsuit. Right. Yeah. So there's a proposed settlement. We all know that. We've got a guest coming on that is going to talk about that. We'll share all that. Yeah. Somebody that really has a very good grasp.
Super close.
Absolutely. To what's going on, knows why some of the things happened. And so we're gonna have him on. You know, we're excited about it. We're excited about that. So this is change, right? We talk about it all the time. Okay. Opportunity, obstacle, it's absolutely up to you. Okay.
Yeah.
But what I wanted to make sure that we talked about is being resilient in this market and how important that is whenever you're recruiting, right? Mm-hmm. Because we're not done with all the things that are going to pop up that are going to be the changes. I hope everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. I'm gonna look something up part of this.
Okay.
Keep talking.
Yep. So I want to make sure that, you know, that we focus on how we as the broker that's recruiting can be resilient, but at the same time, I want to make sure that we focus on how you can help agents in the market. Now, my opinion on this is whether the agents are in your office or not, you should still be offering resources, especially through your social media, that is helpful to them because a rising tide is going to raise all ships.
Okay? Yes, absolutely.
And so, you know, put stuff out there. Now, you know, maybe you save the best stuff for your agents. Okay, I get that, mm-hmm. right? Because you want them as competitive as possible. I promise I get that. But there's a lot of good stuff and there's a lot of things that are helpful that you're going to be able to share in general with people that one is just going to make the agents that you're recruiting look at you the way they need to look at you from a leadership standpoint. That's one.
Yep.
But two, it's also going to make sure that you're refined in how you're dealing with it. Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's a lot of people, you know, you've heard folks talk about this before, you know, you want to get really good at something, teach it. Right.
Oh, amen to that.
And so this is one of those things. You know, make sure that you know what's going on. Get as good a possible information as possible. Don't say stupid crap, emotional crap on social media. Stop that if you're doing it. Stop it right now.
Yeah. Stop the attacks.
Yep. But say good stuff that is helpful. Make sure that it is a rising tide for agents and for the public and consumers around you right now. They deserve a good leader.
Yeah, and we got a resource. And two, you know, that, that was referred to us. Facts.realtor.
Right.
It's not .com or .org, guys. It's facts.realtor. So make sure you go check that out. There's a lot of good information on there. And it's always super up to date.
Yeah, absolutely. We also have a sprint page that is kind of a best hits page, right? So if anybody wants that, it's, you know, it's articles and addendums from different states that we're allowed to put on there. It's different types of information that is just helpful that we're coming across because we happen to be talking to brokers from across the country. All the time. So what we do is when we come across those good resources, we just dump them onto that page. So there's blog posts, there's videos, there's articles, there's PDFs, there's all kinds of stuff on there. So if you want that, reach out to us, you know.
Easiest way to get it, come to Broker Pro Not So Secret Society and say, hey, can I get that resource page about the lawsuit? Again, it's just, we'll give it to you. We have stuff like that we give out BNSSS all the time.
Yep.
And so, even if you show up for 5 seconds
let's say that it just says iPhone 5 or iPhone 4 and you say, hey, can I get this? We will put it in the chat. You can click on it and then you can leave if you want.
Yeah, exactly.
It really is about being a resource.
Yeah, we want to make sure that we're helping as much as possible.
Yeah.
So as you're talking about all that, it really got me thinking. And I think that the Brady Bunch said it the best. I couldn't remember the lyrics. So I looked it up. In the song Change, when Peter was having his voice changed, they said, when it's time to change, you've got to rearrange who you are and what you're going to be. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na. So I was like, man, it's like, you know, we kept talking about change, that kind of thing. And I was like, it really made me think about that song. And I was like, I remember something in that. And that's exactly spot on.
Right.
So
absolutely.
I think you made a great point. So the first thing that I want to talk about, and I think the brokerpreneurs will be excited to hear about, is that leadership aspect of it.
Yeah.
You brought that up. And and that's probably, in my opinion, the biggest opportunity in all of this.
Absolutely.
Because there's going to be so many brokers, especially from a recruiting standpoint, it's going to be so many brokers in your market that they're like, oh my gosh, and they are putting that emotional stuff out. And man, it's contagious within their brokerage. I would honestly be on the lookout for the content of my competitors.
Absolutely.
And does it seem emotional? Does it seem blah, blah, blah?
Unfounded as well, not just emotional.
Yeah, exactly. Those are the offices that I'd keep an eye on it in my recruiting to maybe show your leadership, show that you're not afraid of what's to come.
Right.
You have a plan.
Right.
If you don't have a plan,
get one.
See us on Friday. We'll talk about a plan.
Right.
If you don't have a plan, get one and really project that confidence and that leadership that you have, if you have it.
Right.
And gosh, this is going to be a great opportunity, and I'd love for you to dive deeper into that. But you know, however you want to take that, but I just think that's a great opportunity.
Yeah. So here's where I would start. I would find resources that are valuable resources. Okay. So as soon as I started talking about this, and man, I want to get off of the lawsuit. Right. I want to get off of that in just a second, because this isn't just about that. It's about the changes that are going to happen in the market because of it. Right. So the first thing I would do is I would take a look at the resources that are available and see which of those resources are not necessarily resonating or you're not seeing a lot in the marketplace.
Yeah.
Okay. And so in your marketplace, right? Because remember, real estate is local. Okay.
Yes.
Don't forget that, right? It's a big national thing going on and there's a lot going on right now, but real estate is really local. So I would look for those things.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that.
And so your association is going to have some stuff. There's going to be some speakers. There's podcasts out there. There's blog posts. There's videos. There's all of that. I would spend a few minutes on a regular basis, maybe two or three times a week, and I would dig into that and I would find a resource that is reliably putting that information out. Now, facts.realtor is one of those.
Yeah.
Okay. It's putting great information out there. Okay. So absolutely I would go to that page, okay, and I would look at that and I would see, because there's downloads and timelines and all that kind of stuff on there.
Yeah.
I would start talking about and sharing some of that. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what I would encourage you to do is I wouldn't run out there and tell everybody, hey, if you want to know what's going on, go to facts.realtor. And the reason why is not because that's not good information, okay?
Of course.
It's going to overwhelm most people. Mm-hmm. Most people are busy. So maybe what you do instead is you say, hey, you know, I came across the timeline of projected what's going on. Keep in mind, this is tentative. But anybody that's wondering what's going on with the lawsuit, here's the five biggest markers between now and the end of the year. At this point, I'll keep you updated, right?
Yeah.
You put that out on social media, I would think people that are concerned, that are trying to figure out how to cope with this, I would think that they would take a look at this and go, okay, I need to check back on this person's page. I need to pay a little bit more attention to this because that's a resource that's going to be helpful. If you said, hey, just go to this page because this is one of the things that are on there, they're probably not going to go and look. And even if they go look the first time, they're not going to go back and check the next time because they got 58 things going on.
Yeah.
Productive agents, the ones that you want in their office, are concerned about this, but they have a lot going on.
Yeah.
So they need, we've said this a bunch of times, they need leadership.
Yeah.
They need somebody to step up and kind of say, hey, look, this is what's going on. Here's what I need you to pay attention to. So
yeah, I like that a lot.
That's where I'd start.
Yeah. And so, you know, as we're talking about these things, I wrote down on my notes positive, negative, and neutral.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's, I don't want to have our listeners confuse what I'm saying as, hey, you know, leadership and confidence and that kind of thing, as they're supposed to go out and say, everything's just, it's okay. Like, don't, you know, don't this, sunshine and rainbows and all that kind of stuff. On the flip side, I definitely don't want you to be like, man, it's, might as well
world's ending
and deactivate your license.
Yeah,
and you know that kind of thing. And we want to remain neutral as well. But you know, sometimes there's just like some opportunity to maybe show some of that that optimism. So maybe right. that's maybe I'm confusing positivity here with optimism. But I'd like for you to discuss, you know, with everyone, like as you're saying, hey, I've got this timeline, I've got these things. You don't necessarily have to be like, it's all going to be all right. Mm-hmm. Or like, here's your timeline till the end of, you know,
right.
till the end of real estate. How can someone remain neutral, show confidence, show leadership? You get my question?
Yeah. So the key is be educated.
Okay.
Right. So if you're, and don't look to one place for that education. Mm-hmm. I can't stress how important that is.
Yeah.
Okay. We all know what an echo chamber is now.
Yes.
Okay. Social media has convinced us all to live in our own echo chamber. It's absolutely horrible, right? Whole different conversation. There's so many pluses to social media. One of the negatives is the echo chamber. Okay. Yeah. All right. And the algorithm pushing you towards that. That's what you can't do. You can't be in an echo chamber of the information just about that, about one side of this. You got to look at, you've got to look at all of it. Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be good things that come of this. There's going to be bad things that come of this.
Of course.
There's going to be change that comes from the technology change in this. Okay. So somebody is already building a way that is not maintained or interacting with the National Association of Realtors or anything like that, or any real estate agent owning a part of it, anything along that line that is going to show you how to share a commission. I'm telling you, somebody's already working on that.
100%.
Okay. And so there's already things in the works that are going to be changes.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what we have to do is we have to look in a lot of places so that we can see those things happening. And as we get out of that echo chamber and we start looking at different places, we're going to get different perspectives. When you get different perspectives, you're going to see things in a more neutral way.
Okay.
Okay. So so I think it was Mark Twain that said, you know, the best cure for the stupidity and racism is travel. Okay. Mm-hmm. There was something like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I get the point for sure.
Yeah. And so what he was basically saying is, you know, get out of what created you and go look around, pick your
echo
head up.
Chamber.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what he meant at that point. Right.
Yeah.
But echo chamber just wasn't a thing. Right.
Right.
Not under that name at least.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're talking about. You know, get out and look around. Don't go to just NAR events and get all your information.
Yeah.
Okay. Go to other places. There's real estate industry you know, publications and things like that right now that are putting articles out that are just ridiculous, right? Yeah. They're doing it on, you know, to say, hey, we're just trying to show everything, but they're putting completely unfounded, ridiculous information out there, right?
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of different places doing a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Okay. Go to all of them.
Yeah.
Go look at all of them.
Yeah. Find a think tank. Find a mastermind. Where Absolutely. You can actually have these conversations. You know, I know in our daily masterminds with our clients, it's like we're having very unemotional, yep. intelligent conversations. We're definitely not talking about this every day.
Right. Absolutely sure. not. Absolutely not.
But when the topic comes up, of course, we want to make sure that everybody's getting their questions answered and that kind of thing. But the collaboration of you and a group of other brokers or you know, real estate professionals that you like and respect can be not only a great way for you to become informed, but also a great way for you to say, you know what, I'm gonna take a big deep breath, mm-hmm. big deep breath. Everybody else doesn't in here is not acting like the world's ending,
right?
Right, yeah. Like so maybe
I like what they said, or my gosh, that's ridiculous. I'd never do it that way. You want to hear both of those?
Exactly. So I think that's a great opportunity for you.
Yeah, I'm gonna encourage something. I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm gonna encourage something here. Get out of your franchise group for this. Mm. Okay, get out of, if you're an independent, don't just go hang out with other independents. Go hang out with some people
Echo
from
franchise chamber.
That's exactly right, because your franchise group is going to have a great perspective. It's mm-hmm. going to be an incredible perspective, but it's not all of them.
Yeah,
and the other groups that you're with, you know, whatever it is that you know are, you know, however they got together from whatever way they got together, don't just get that opinion.
Yeah,
and don't just use those resources. Be really educated on this. Okay. Now, notice I said a few minutes, a couple times a week.
Yeah.
Okay. Do not drive off a cliff on this either. You know, we've got, you know, we know some people that drove off a cliff on this, right? Yeah. I mean, they're sending
it. You know it.
Right. Okay. So we want to just kind of keep a balance on all of that. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. You know, we're coming close to the top of, you know, where our shows typically end. is there anything else that you want to add on this topic?
Yeah, here's what some people are gonna think I'm nuts on this. Just hear me out.
I think you're nuts.
Right.
Maybe not on this though.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So you know, it's been a while. This is probably 7 years ago, something like that, 8 years ago. You know, there was a lady that was a yoga instructor.
Okay.
And so I reached out to my office. You know, we were talking. There was a lot going on in real estate, and people were stressed and everything. I said, "Would you mind doing a stretch and de-stress class?"
Cool.
Right. And we had a physical location, so it was easy. It was easy to do that. And so
it became a physical location.
Yeah, I hear you. So after I said, you know, after hours, you know, 6 o'clock, something like that, right? Yeah. So it's not interfering with anybody's whatever. I said, you know, no. You know, just keep it stretch and de-stress, right?
Yeah.
Nothing else. And I said, just, you know, I'll send an email out if anybody wants to do this, you know, just whatever. And I said, you know, I'm not going to be there, right? Okay. So, and maybe you as the broker want to be there. That's fantastic. And I sent it out. And the first day that they had the class, there was like 22 people there.
Wow, sick.
And I was like, man, that's just incredible. And then for probably 3 or 4 months, they had a class that was about every 3 weeks, something like that.
Yeah.
And then they got off track a little bit. And then literally, like, you know, within a year of starting this, you know, COVID hit.
Oh, gotcha.
And so that was whatever timeline that is, right? 4 years, something like that, 5 years, something. And so that kind of wiped that out,
yeah.
Right? With that being said, though, you know, so right as, you know, COVID kind of hit more in Florida, right? So COVID hit us differently than it did other people, but you know, other states. But, you know, we started having meetups on Zoom.
Yeah.
And I offered at that point, I was like, hey, would you guys like to do that? And there was a bunch of people that were excited about it. Now, it never went anywhere, and I didn't push it very hard mm-hmm. in that situation. But man, if you're a broker, have a masseuse come in.
Massage therapist.
Okay, whatever it is. Okay. Have a massage therapist come in on a, you know, once a month, once every 3 weeks, something like that, that's there for half a day. The people sign up for it and just help them de-stress.
I'd show up.
Right. So there are a lot of massage therapists that would love to do that because one, the tips, maybe you split the tips with a charity.
Yep.
Okay. Or two, they get all of the tips and you don't pay them anything. Right.
Yeah.
And they're just looking for a client list.
Yep.
Right. So there's a lot of benefits that could come from that on top of people just de-stressing.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you take that picture and you put that picture on social media and say, we know how stressful the real estate market is. If you're looking to, you know, if you're looking to de-stress, we'll have another one of these charity events at this date. Let me know and I can whatever, right? There's a lot of ways that you can help people cope with what's going on in the market. Don't get boxed into, hey, I'm going to share information and that's how this is going to solve this problem.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different options of how you can help people cope with everything that's going on. It isn't just about sharing information on how they run their business.
Yeah. No, I like that a lot. That's a great point. And I think we should do massage therapist weeks.
I'm sure you do.
Here at Brokerpreneur.
So I'm sure you do.
That's something to think about, Matt. Just kind of run that by you, but whatever. awesome. Well, guys, before we wrap it up here, make sure, you go down to those links. Register for Brokerpreneur Not So Secret Society. It's this Friday, 12 o'clock, mm-hmm. Eastern Standard Time. We'd love to see you there and learn a little bit more about you and your brokerage. Or you can just be a black screen and listen. We're cool with that. We're cool with that, too.
It's your chance to collaborate with brokers from across the country.
That's exactly right. Well, Matt, we do that and this and everything else that we do for one reason alone. Tell them why that is, my man.
Man, we just want to be part of your win.